My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball. He is a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. He is also the author of The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. We want to get his reaction to a column that ran over the weekend in the British newspaper The Telegraph, columnist Christopher Booker, saying it really looks like the climate change movement begins to look like one of the greatest scientific scandals of all time. In this column, he focuses on the work of a man named Paul Homewood, who he says looked at published temperature graphs for three weather stations in Paraguay and discovered that they had been changed to show that they had been warmer than they actually had. After that, he went and looked at other South American weather stations, again, U.S. organizations changing the data, and he then looked at the Arctic and is still in the process of looking at Arctic weather stations and is finding the very same thing. So, Dr. Ball, I know this doesn't come as a surprise to you, but how significant is this discovery?
Well, it's enormously significant because, of course, the whole thrust of the IPCC, that is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is supposedly the official source of climate and climate change data, have been saying that currently it is warmer than it has ever been in the historic record or the instrumental record. We had it just a couple of weeks ago when they claimed that 2014 was the warmest year on record. And, of course, then it was disclosed that they were only 38% sure that that was the case. But this adjustment of the historic record has been going on for a very long time. It started, of course, with the elimination of a period called the medieval warm period 1,000 years ago when it was warmer than today. And this is the issue. See, they've got to keep saying, oh, no, it's warmer now than it's ever been. So anything that suggests it was warmer in the past must be eliminated. And so they created the infamous hockey stick, which essentially rewrote the historic record. Now, what is now being disclosed by Homewood, but it's been disclosed by others long before this, is that they are adjusting the modern instrumental temperature record so that the older records appear colder than they actually were, which, of course, what that does is it changed the gradient or the slope of the temperature increase, making it look like the warming is much greater than it actually is. And so this is what's going on. And it's no surprise. James Dellingpole had an article in Breitbart before the Booker article. DeLeo and Watts, Joe DeLeo and Anthony Watts, had published a book which I contributed to on the Canadian adjustment of records back in 2010, talking and showing how these temperature deceptions were going on. So there's nothing new about this other than that it's finally got into the mainstream media, but only into the conservative mainstream media because, of course, The Telegraph is a conservative newspaper in Britain.
Dr. Ball, where does this rank in terms of potential game changers in this debate? A few years ago, of course, we had the email scandal at the Climate Institute of East Anglia. Does this rise close to that level or not quite?
Well, I think it certainly does. But of course, one of the things that you see when you look at that email, the Climate Gate, as it was called, how the officials all turned around and covered up. I mean, immediately reports, groups were put together with people in charge of them, like Lord Muir Russell and others, to whitewash what went on. Say, oh, no, nothing here, nothing to see here, this is all perfectly normal. Well, we'll see the same thing happen with this temperature data. But I think that this kind of thing, where it's much more clear when you start changing numbers and you can show that it's clearly deliberate, it's clearly all in one direction. In other words, they didn't raise any of the previous temperature; they were all lowered. And by the way, there was a lawsuit brought in New Zealand by a group there because of what the New Zealand government were doing, the same thing. And so this is much more understandable to the public. One of the problems with the emails and the leaker of the emails, and I wrote extensively about this, was picking out 1,000 emails out of a quarter of a million to show the public how these guys were cheating was an enormously difficult task. It required very, very intimate knowledge of what was going on. And most of the emails that were leaked were about things that the public could say, no, that's not right, that's not fair, because the person knew that the public wouldn't understand the climate and the science of it, and so that the emails were deliberately chosen. This issue where you're saying, no, you're actually changing the numbers, I can see that this temperature curve that you've created, as Holmwood has done, and say, well, look, there it's going down, or it's actually level, and now you're suddenly showing it increasing. I can see that. That's that old lying eyes thing, you know. And so I think from that perspective, this will have a greater impact than the climate gate thing. But as I said, look for a cover up. Because, of course, there's huge volumes of money involved. There's political implications with this, with Obama, with climate change as the key thing. Now they've got the Pope involved in it. So there'll be a scramble to counteract this, and I mean a real vigorous scramble.
That leads right to my next question. How do you expect this to play out? Because, as you just said, obviously President Obama is invested in his climate change agenda. In fact, he calls it the number one national security global threat out there, as opposed to terrorism or anything like that. So he's obviously not going to back off based on one report from the Telegraph here. So how do you expect this debate to play out, and what other shoe might be dropping at some point here?
Well, of course, the other shoe that will drop is like the DeLeo and Watts looking at, because it isn't just that they lowered the historic temperature, they also reduced the number of stations that they were using to determine the global temperature. And they argued that in vast areas where you only had one or two stations, that one station was representative of the temperature in a 1,200-kilometer radius. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous what they've done. But, yeah, I mean, Obama's put his line on it, but this is the problem. They used global warming and climate change for a political agenda. The problem is the politics can change their lies and their adjustments, but you can't change the science. And if you do, it's going to be exposed, and that's precisely what's happening here. And by the way, I do think it's the greatest deception in history, as I say in my book, because there have been scandals in history, but they've been regional or they've only impacted certain areas. This whole climate thing has had a global impact on energy and government policies around the world. So it really is the biggest deception in history. There's so much money and so many political careers riding on this. It's going to be a battle royal.
Last topic here, Dr. Ball, before we let you go. You've pointed out to us many times that if you go back and look at some of the dire predictions by the global warming climate change movement from a quarter century ago and so forth, none of those dire predictions have come true yet. If they are, in fact, fudging this data to make it look like that part of the prediction is coming true, what's their explanation for why the really dire predictions, like completely melting ice caps and Florida going underwater and that sort of thing, has not materialized?
They tell lies. They come out and they say, oh, there's, you know, severe weather has increased when it hasn't. They say that, you know, that the temperature is continuing to increase when it hasn't. They just tell lies about it, and that's what's going on. And, of course, as you know and everybody knows, it's not the original crime that gets you in trouble. It's the cover-up. And, of course, this is what they've been doing. There's been a concerted effort to distort the information, and the fact that the claim that 2014 was the warmest year in the record was just an example of that. And as I said, once the cover-up is exposed, you're done.
Dr. Tim Ball, thank you, sir, very much as always for your time today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Greg.
Dr. Tim Ball taught climatology at the University of Winnipeg. He is also the author of The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. If you've ever found yourself asking the question, how is it that there seems to be this near scientific consensus, yet somehow it's all wrong? Read The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.